episode 927, The Power of Seeking.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week has started out wonderful, and hopefully you are still smiling. But if not, it's about Inspiration Motivation Day, The Power of Seeking. It's going to be good for the soul, so you'll want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, before we jump into The Power of Seeking, I want to give a huge shout out to Jeannie. Jeannie, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your kind words. Words and your postings. I really appreciate you. Hugs and love directly from my heart to yours. It's awesome when I hear from you, and it warms my heart when anybody contacts me. So if you're saying, gosh, does she listen? Yes, I do. Now, I'm one who isn't always on social media. We're working there. I really could use a VA for that, but that's for another episode. And ultimately, though, it's just what your thoughts are. I truly care about you. You matter to me. That's why I'm here. I don't do this to hear my voice. Ask my children. I have plenty of them. I can hear my voice 24/7 if I desire. Why? Well, they need my attention that much. It seems like the older they get, the more winded I need to become because they need more direction. Well, that leads us into our inspiration today, the power of seeking. Do you have these moments in your life where you feel empty, uninspired? Maybe you're facing that today. You didn't want to get up this morning. You didn't want to work out. You wanted to kind of stay buried in your pillow. Maybe not buried 6 feet under, but just the pillow would be okay for today. You need direction. You don't know really what's going on. You don't feel like that you have a clear compass, a map for your journey. Well, that direction can be found within the power of seeking. Now, understand, though, it's not you trying to fix everything. It's not you trying, you know, going shopping to fill the void in your heart. It's not you filling up your calendar with more activities to increase your worth. It's not you answering texts late at night trying to heal a friend's broken marriage. The power of seeking is not you. It's whom you're seeking. That's where the power lies. It's the whom. In Deuteronomy, it says, even there you can look for the Lord your God, and you will find him if you look for him with your whole being. Are you looking for him with your whole being? Are you even looking for him? Are you trying for that quick fix? Because that's what we try and do. We want that quick fix. So with our broken heart and hurt feelings and failing thoughts, we go and search for the wrong thing. Well, and that's how we end up with too many pairs of shoes. Not that a woman can ever have enough shoes. I'm just saying. We end up with too many mascaras, too many eyeshadow colors or lipsticks, too many jogger pants. You know, those good old black pants that we all love to wear when we come home from a long day, and we just rip off everything else, including the bra. Yes, we do. We get rid of it too. And we just want to put on those comfy yoga pants. We have too many of them though. We have too many candy wrappers, too many tears. The power of seeking. Seek what your heart desires, and that's your heavenly Father. We can try to fill up our empty tanks with all the stuff of this world. I've done it. I didn't know I was doing it at the time, but I was doing it. But only God can fill the real void, healing it with his love, grace, and mercy. What are you doing with your search today? Are you searching out for that latest and greatest sale? What happened? I think maybe it was maybe a week and a half or so ago, Prime, right? Amazon Prime was a big thing. Are you a member? Did you find yourself going, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this? Now all of a sudden, it's all at your door. What do you really need? Or was it just conveniently available so you took advantage of it, hoping that it would fill something? Now, we don't know that we're doing this, but ultimately, that's what we're doing. Man or woman, we are filling our lives with stuff because something's missing. And that something missing in your life and in my life is Jesus Christ. You see, we've got to go out and search. We've got to be seeking, the power of seeking. God says he'll never abandon us, but we abandon him. It's just like that sale. When we have the troubled times, we go knocking at his door. Oh, Lord, please. Can you just give me this and then I will do this, 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 and this? Do you think he really needs you to give him bullet points? But we do it. What are you in search of today? What is missing in your life today? What are you trying to fill up? How much stuff are you gaining? Could you actually have two housefuls? I remember when we were living in the Kansas City area at the time. And at that time, I got to think back now because it was a long time ago. We had three children at the time. Hubby was in schooling still for his career. He was working that out. And then we had not quite number four on the way. Oh, no, we did have number four on the way because when we moved to Texas, I was more than pregnant with him. Yes, I was like 7 months pregnant. So no, we had number four on the way, my little Einstein. And so in that time frame, it was our first house we ever purchased. And we felt really good. It was a three-story, 3,000 square foot house. No, it was a very basic house, not like really fine finishings on the outside, but we had space. And I had a home daycare at the time, and I was one that was the garage sale queen. I could find any deal way beyond any Amazon Prime, way before they even existed. I could beat it. And I was finding like new items. It was awesome, especially when your kids are little. You know, what do they wear? That outfit like for 2.5 hours? It's still brand new. So I would go garage sailing. And so this three-story house was awesome because the two-story, the first and second floor, was really our family area. I did use a little bit for the business. But then the bottom floor was all daycare. It was awesome. It was our walkout basement area. And I painted all the walls. It was because it was like concrete. So we didn't have drywall on it, but it was the concrete blocks. It was fantastic. And I painted on one wall this huge Noah's Ark with this great sun and rainbow. And on another wall, it was just more bright colors. It was awesome. And that whole area downstairs was a play area. It was our school area. We would go down there and spend a couple hours a day because I didn't treat it like a daycare. It was a day school. And we learned. And so I'm telling you, I was really good at getting stuff. So when God said it's time for you to move from Kansas City to Texas, you can't take all of what you have with you. And so I sold thousands of dollars worth. My garage sale, I kid you not, I made thousands of dollars on my garage sale. Not because I marked up the prices, it's because I had so much stuff. We're seeking the wrong stuff. We're filling our lives with the wrong things. What are you doing today? Maybe you're trying to fill your life with a new business. And God's saying, wait a minute, but you've forgotten me. You can't have that new business without my blessing. You need to get here first because I've got two more roads I want to take you down before I open up your ministry. Maybe you're trying to fill your life with a child going, gosh, if we just have one more child, it's going to feel like a family again. You know, my husband and I will become closer because with our first, we were really close. But now, I don't know, something's missing. Having another child is not going to fill the void in your marriage of something missing. What are you seeking? Maybe you're eating lots of good, yummy, awesome food that we have access to nowadays. But you're forgetting to fill your soul with the soul food that God gives you. The power of seeking. Remember, God's the real deal. The stuff isn't. It'll come and go, but God won't. He won't abandon you. So when God comes in, let the joy tide rise. Let it flood your heart and soul. Let it give you hope when all seems hopeless. The power of seeking is seeking Him. Ask God to fill your heart. Seek His greatness. Ask God to meet you today. Seek His greatness. Ask God to restore your hope. Seek and you'll be found. The power of seeking is in your hands. Remember, all it is one step at a time that leads you to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.